Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Plenty of news breaking as we speak right now as it pertains to the Browns in Brook Park. To talk all of this, we go out to the man who has been covering the story since day one. Our very own Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, a flurry of information I saw you posting on the website and tweeting out here. One, welcome to the show. Two, can you bring us up to speed with all the bits of breaking news going on as it relates to the Browns in Brook Park?
Yeah, the budgetary process is now complete, awaiting the governor's signature. But my understanding is the governor will go ahead and sign off on the funding for Brook Park, as well as the modification to the Modell law that was made in the wee hours of this morning in conference committee before they put forth the final budget. It cleared the Senate this afternoon, and moments ago, it cleared the Ohio House. So now it heads to the governor's desk for his signature, as well as for him to line item veto any provisions within it that he does not like. But again, I am anticipating that he will not cross out the Brook Park funding or the modification to the Modell law, and therefore this project will now move full steam ahead.
Okay, so I feel like it's been like 4 or 5 different times where we've been like, it's done, and now is this like the... Are we as close as we've ever been, let's put it that way, to being able to say, like, okay, they're going and that's it?
Yeah. And also, too, the Browns will be closing later this week officially on the 176 acres of land in Brook Park. They will complete that purchase. They had until June 30th to do so. That is going to take place. So, obviously, that is another important step. So, there'll be some I's that need dotted, T's that need crossed, but the bottom line is this is a massive domino in this process to fall. The $600 million in funding from the state was a massive piece the Browns needed to complete the financing package with their creditors to move this project forward, and now it comes to finalizing the Brook Park bond contribution towards the project, as well as kind of filling in that $178 million void left by the county electing not to participate in this project.
So Chris Ronan, county executive, today held a press conference where basically said this isn't over. They still have money they need to get, and you're not getting it from us. What did you make of his response? And, you know, what are the other odds and ends the Browns have to tie up before they officially are not just all go, but all systems go across all boards and right, it's happening and there's nothing that can stop it?
Yeah. The Modell law modification is a very, very big deal, because what that's going to do now is eliminate any and all legal challenges to this project. Okay. There's nothing the city of Cleveland will be able to do. Again, once the governor puts his signature on the budget, with those provisions not crossed out, from a state standpoint, done deal. The Browns obviously have to finalize their financing package for this project. It's about $3.2 billion. The team commitment toward the dome is about $1.378 billion without the county participating. They have to obviously, work with Brook Park to get the that city as good of a bond deal as possible. The primary focus for the Browns in their attempted dealings with the county, they really wanted Cuyahoga County to backstop those bonds or co-sign for those bonds for Brook Park so they could get better rates on them. Obviously, again, as we've talked about extensively, Ronayne is not going to allow the county to participate in this fashion. So, there are some financial details that have to be worked out. Obviously, who's going to own the stadium when it is built? That has to be worked out. So there is some minutia, but that has to occur. I don't want to downplay that, but as I see it and as I understand it right now, it is nothing that is going to derail this project.
Yeah, Chris's number was $600 million, and what he believed would then, he's like, hey, listen, if the Browns want to foot the bill, then the Browns can foot the bill, but the county's not doing that. Where did he get that number from, the other $600 million?
Okay, so the $600 million comes from $178 million in a bond request from the Browns from the county. Then Brook Park is being asked for $422 million in bonds. So what Chris Ronayne has done is, and because the county was asked to co-sign for those bonds or backstop those bonds, that's where Chris Ronayne is getting the $600 million figure from, is he's basically assuming that the county's just going to be on the hook for that Brook Park portion, which is a sizable chunk. Let's not downplay that. It's $422 million. So that's where he gets that $600 million from, Jonathan.
Dale Ryder joining us right now, guys. On top of this this Browns Brook Park story, and I guess we can also talk about some of the other things we've gotten into with this team today. Specifically, we actually had Pablo Torre on himself. And I know you retweeted Mike Florio, who was on with the Morning Boys today. I'm just curious your read as somebody who's covered the league in 20-plus years. We had the conversation yesterday of, like, if you're a fan, does this change anything for you? And it, by and large, didn't seem. Fans are interested, but there wasn't maybe the outrage that attached with that the media's had.
Right.
What interested you most about the NFL collusion storyline that obviously involves and intersects a lot with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of unwritten rules and untold things that happen behind closed doors amongst NFL owners. Obviously, you drop the C word there, the collusion, right? That's a serious charge that gets made. But the fact that Pablo Torre uncovered these documents that appear to show that, yes, in fact, the owners kind of got together and were trying to limit guaranteed contracts in the wake of the Deshaun Watson contract that the Browns gave him. And what has been apparent is the objection to Watson receiving that contract had really nothing to do with what he was accused of off of the field, and it had everything to do with $230 million being fully guaranteed. The Lamar Jackson impact, I remember that situation, and it was really bizarre that even though the Ravens protected him, by restricting him in free agency there, you mean to tell me nobody would have sacrificed a couple of first round picks to sign him to an offer sheet that the Ravens could not or would not match? That was really bizarre. In my mind, I'm like, I have a feeling there might be a little something, behind the scenes going on here where maybe just everyone agreed to leave him alone as a favor to the Baltimore Ravens or something. But this is a pretty damning situation for the National Football League. Do fans care about it? No, they really don't. I don't think fans really care as long as their favorite players stay with their team. I don't think fans care about what the players are getting paid or whatnot either to some extent. But the fact that this has come to light that something that was suspected might have happened in this situation, the fact that it's in court documentation, that there's evidence to support those suspicions, again, I feel like that's a pretty damning thing for the National Football League and is going to be something that the Players Association is not going to forget.
Well, on that note, with the players in particular, what do you think the potential ramifications of the players finally knowing about the thing that was inexplicably hidden from them?
Yeah. Well, and I did see Mike Florio posted this afternoon that, apparently, according to his reporting, some players are contemplating legal action against the league because of this. So that's going to be very interesting to see and watch those developments. Because look, the players might, there may be a case there, right? For the players to seek and receive damages here. So, I think that this really is the potential to be the tip of the iceberg of what, could ultimately be quite the blockbuster story, that, you know, for as wrapped up as folks got in Deflategate and Bountygate with the New Orleans Saints there and all that, I think this has the potential to be far more explosive than either one of those stories were.
Daryl, we got to give you a special kudos here because you had it, certainly before we had it there. You predicted the Thunder were going to win the championship.
Right. Great job, Daryl.
Gotta say.
Nobody does middle of May predictions better than you.
Yeah, I mean, you waited all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Conference Finals round to make that. And you, a lot of people would have done it maybe a game earlier, but not you. You held out until it was obvious.
Firm in my convictions, Nick. Never a doubt.
Yeah, congrats on not refraining from then giving yourself a virtual pat on the back too, Daryl.
I did that to troll people because I see so many people do it. So I was like, yeah, what the heck? I'm going to do it too. I'm gonna work on my pandering because clearly I need to work on my pandering. So that it was an attempt at me working on my pandering and bettering myself, both personally as well as professionally.
Well, now, Daryl, you don't want someone calling you a shill online, do you?
Well, that has been happening plenty over the last, 6 to 18 months. I've been covering the stadium story. So, I've been called worse online, Nick. And both of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've called you worse online, no less.
I just changed your emoji in my phone to a panda bear.
No.
Can you have that twice in the same phone?
I mean, you
pander your way up there, big boy.
Would you trade Donovan Mitchell for Jaylen Brown?
No.
Okay. All right. Go on.
I want to keep Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell together because I really love that combination. I think that the adjustment needs to be with the other two of the core four if there's going to be an adjustment.
Will the Guardians call up Kafis or DeWater and make me happy?
Judging by what Stephen Vogt said pregame today, it does not sound like they're in a hurry to do it. Him talking about AAA at-bats are different than Major League at-bats, and it goes beyond just box scores and batting averages and things like that, quality at-bats and decision-making in the field and stuff. So it really just based on some of the quotes I was seeing the Guardians reporters post prior to today's game from Vogt, it doesn't sound like it, Jonathan. Now, should they? Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't seem like they're really in all that much of a hurry to do that.
It's an interesting tactic by Vogt, considering that Chris Antonetti, when he was on this station a couple months ago, suggested that, yes, the box scores and the numbers do, in fact, matter when calling up these players. So interesting they're not on the same page there.
Well, I don't know that they're not on the same page. I think that was just Vogt trying to do some manager speak to justify it, because I don't know. I'm going to assume that he's smart enough to realize he could use the help.
What happens first? Chase DeLauder's in Cleveland or Chris Ronayne's like, I'm really digging this Browns project, guys?
Oh, that's a layup. It certainly is not Chris Ronayne digging the Browns project. There are many things that are going to happen before that does. So I'm going to say Chase DeLauder will be in Cleveland long, long before that happens.
We were kind of hoping for like an NWO style turn today.
We wanted the Ronayne flip flop.
We did.
Never going to happen.
And
he's dug in. He's dug in. Yeah,
we're not going to see him at Brook Park.
His politicians are spineless. You know that, Daryl.
Well, I know Chris a little bit, and I respect the fact that he is very firm in his convictions. He fights for what he believes in. He and I we see this whole Brook Park thing a little different, but No, I don't believe that he's going to flip-flop on this. He's going to fight it as long as he can and then wash his hands of it. But he certainly is not going to allow the county to support it in any way as long as he has a say in it.
All right, so like 4 years from now, they open that beautiful mastodon. Are you allowed to like take pictures out in front of it
Does he not show up as the county executive with the shovel and the dirt ready to go ahead and just fling it?
Well, when they broke ground in Berea for their expansion there, Chris was not on the invited list. They had a gentleman from county council represent the county, and I have a feeling when the shovels go on the ground next February or March, they'll go the same route, and they will have folks from the county council on hand, and Chris Ronayne will not be invited.
Mm. That's the mistake the Browns are making. You got to invite Ronayne, yeah. And then what it be on Ronayne to not
give
show
him,
up?
Put him in like the center of the thing, too, if he does show up.
Oh, yeah. Because it'd be like we even converted the biggest guy against this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't expect Dan Gilbert's going to show up for this thing either.
That's fair.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
That's fair.
In fairness, I don't think the Browns are going to show up for the thing on the flats either.
Were you calling the thing on the flats?
This is true.
I forgot what the name of the damn project was.
The $3.4 billion riverfront reconstruction, bedrock riverfront, whatever, new vision or something or other.
Which is already under construction right now.
Well, the Cavaliers facility that they're building down there, it's a couple weeks away from actually getting topped off. The steel has gone up, and it's starting to take shape. It looks nice.
I love when things get topped off. Daryl?
Well, have a good top off.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Have a great week, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react a little bit to what he had to say, but coming up in 5 minutes...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is it just enough for the Cavaliers on 92.3 The Fan? Old head radio guys who don't do it anymore will just call us shills on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Is that am I allowed to be excited yet, or is that still happening?
I don't know. That's why I asked Daryl. I was like, I think they told us like 4 or 5 times, full steam ahead, you can basically get excited. So I never know when I can actually get excited or not get excited.
I think I'm excited.
Okay, good.
Mostly because you know me.
I mean, it was always ending this way.
It always was. But the problem is, by saying it always was, we definitely got nuked a couple times. Meaning, like, where it just pissed people off.
Oh, it for sure made people mad. Remember a year ago, I did one of the Jewish news panels that I've done, and they did the whole room of people. It's like 100 people. And they were like, so how many people actually think it's going to end up in Brook Park after I give this big impassioned speech for how you're going to like Browns Disneyland? And like 4 people raised their hands. I never felt like a bigger idiot in my life. And then afterwards.
That was mostly an older crowd, right?
Mostly, yeah.
Probably shouldn't have called it Disneyland.
What's wrong with Disneyland?
For older people?
People take their grandkids to Disneyland all the time.
Now, if you said, what if this was like Browns, Florida? They would have loved it. Or Browns, Arizona. Ooh, you said Browns, Florida, Browns, Arizona? Oh, man. You would have had 99% of those old folks being like, me.
Well, where'd you rather retire, Browns, Arizona, or Browns, Florida?
All right, so here's the problem. I like the subtropic weather better than I do than just the oppressive heat of Arizona.
Yeah.
The problem is Floridians.
They are the wild card of America.
And listen, Arizonians, whatever the hell they are.
Sure.
Also quite problematic. Not as problematic. I mean, you got a lot of meth in Florida that just isn't there in Arizona. I mean, the meth to person ratio in, look at their elected politicians.
I was thinking like gator to person ratio was going to throw me off. But
I'm more afraid of the methy people than I am gators. Yeah, don't go to the swamp, dude. You'll mostly be okay.
Tell that to Chubbs.
You can't walk 5 feet in Florida without getting a little meth dust off you, okay?
So I golf, so I would think about the golfing components of all this. What would be your, what's your deciding line between Arizona and Florida outside of, it's just meth?
The people, no, I probably would still choose Florida. I would just really have to research a place that I would not hate every person around me.
Would you ever be a snowbird, or are you the type of person that, like, when you're retired and you're done working, or maybe you just want to work forever? I have no idea. But if you got to be retired and done working, you'd just stay here for 12 months?
No. If once the girls get out of high school, I would love to be able to do, but I wouldn't do Florida. I fell in love with the Carolinas with living down there. So I'd love to do like winters in like northern South Carolina, like across the border from Charlotte. And that would be because the worst winter we had was like one day of 32 degrees, and most days were 50 and it was walkable outside.
Yeah.
I'll trade that for meth and gators and more venomous snakes.
Well, and the Carolinas have all the golf in the world, too. Like, that'd be fine.
Yeah. So
you can have everything.
Where are you going to? There's no
I
way.
Always assumed Florida. I never really thought too much about it. I always assumed Florida would be the answer.
Do you think you have a choice?
I mean, I have a choice.
All I mean is
I'm like 40 years away from making that choice, but I have a choice.
What I mean is, like, in my scenario, if I even tried to push Florida or Arizona, Vanessa would be like, we're going to Charlotte.
Oh, I don't think Elise has a say in this one at this point. I mean, she has a say. I don't think she has an opinion. Excuse
good
me.
Good save.
Excuse me. I don't think good. She has an opinion at this point.
Love, stick, and save.
It's true, though. It is true. I don't think she has an opinion on it right now. I think she would, I think she'd sign up for whatever. Unless I said something like Houston, where I lived, and I liked the winters a lot there, I think she'd be like, that doesn't make sense to me. It's going to at least make sense in the snowbird culture.
I do love that over the next 40 years, you and Elise, every time you go to either Florida or Arizona, you're just going to be like, so what do we think about this, huh?
It's what we did in the last time we went to Florida, in Orlando, in April. I was like, so what do we, maybe not Orlando. We like Disney a lot, but maybe not Orlando.
Could I be a Boca guy?
Yes, but you'd have to be like Andy Reid in the shirts that he wears.
Okay. There aren't Gators in Boca, right? There's mostly on the Gulf side, right?
Gators everywhere in Florida.
Really? Oh, I was hoping. My worst fear is, we go out, we're on the lanai there, because that's what they call your little verandas there in Florida. It's a lanai, because you have to come up with a word for it, because you're too much better than everyone else. However, you go out there in a lanai, and I go to jump my fat ass, just completely nude in the pool, and there's a gator in there, and I don't see it, and just bye-bye Nick Wilson.
Because naturally, by the time you're 70 years old, you're basically going to be a nudist, I would think.
I mean, I'm practically almost there.
They have a lot of nudist camps and everything else.
My kids.
Oh, yeah, that would be awkward.
No, I mean, my dad pretty much was. And I told a story the other day to Vanessa that really... So my dad... So when we lived in Timbertop in high school. And anybody from Akron will know what that is. You can have your own comments on it. But we had a two-story apartment. And my parents conveniently took the room at the top of the apartment with the AC unit in it. So my sister got the suite to start out, and then I got a closet. I'm not Harry Potter under the stairs. I'm not too far off. The only air I could get in the whole thing was like a skylight vent. So I sweat so much in the summer doing anything, just sitting in my room. The problem is my dad would leave the door open when he went to the bathroom, which was right, like you could just look into the bathroom. So I had to deal with, I'm either going to close that door and potentially die from heat stroke, or I'm going to get it wafts, and my dad and I are going to have some sort of eye contact here that I'm not ready for as a 14-year-old male.
That sounds like a lose-lose situation.
It was, and which made it even funnier when a year later, my sister, who routinely got bored with like room assignments, and she was like, why don't we switch rooms? And I didn't even go, really? I was like, cool, I'll have my stuff down in 5 minutes. And then I upset everyone in the house because I went out because I had a job at that point, and I bought an AC unit for the window, and then I cut out a piece of a particle board and put it in there, and then I even made sure no air was getting out, and I just turned that sucker on high gear, and my dad would be like, why don't you leave the door open more? And I'm like, no, it's my AC. Like, we had to look right into each other's eyes here as you went to the bathroom for a year and a half. Nay, nay, friend, you can suffer.
Couldn't have helped out your poor dad, huh?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that man, he was just working his butt off, trying to make sure that you had that little perch underneath.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I took that room upstairs so personally. Anyone who knows me from the first 2 years of high school, I think I turned off a lot of people because I did not smile. I was very angry.
Well, sounds like it was pretty bad living conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, because they put me in a shoebox.
Big man, little room.
With no air. I didn't care about the big man, little room. It was the lack of air.
How many square feet do you think that room was?
Tiny.
Like the area that you're in right now. I need a better frame of reference. You ever walk in a room and you're like, that's three of what my bedroom was growing up.
It's from the edge of that till that door or that window and over. So I could fit a bed, a TV, and again, parents gave me a lot of things. Just not a place that I cared to live in my high school years.
Mm.
So I took that out on a lot of people. And then suddenly my sister left and I was like the happiest guy in the world. I don't know if there's a cause and effect there.
There definitely was. There's a cause and effect there.
You know, my therapist agrees.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not even your therapist and I agree.
I don't think you'd want to be that, no.
Your therapist?
Yeah, that's a job.
No, yeah, and I'm not signing up for that.
You should get double time for that. You're seeing Wilson again, huh? Put your work double the hours there.
Well, so imagine the little tiny space that you had. Basically, all of Florida is that, by the way.
Just getting hot boxed?
Just getting all day long. That's all Florida is.
Well, except you can own a house with an AC unit and a pool.
One thing I liked when I lived in Houston, I don't know if Carolina was the same way as well, but because it is so hot in the summer, everything is extremely cold when you walk in. Like the grocery stores, for instance, you walk in and you felt like you were walking into a walk-in freezer.
I did, and the outdoor dining, they always took care of you. Meaning, like, they had those ceiling fans that, like, were darn near turbine fans, but quiet. So you could actually sit out. It'd be 100 degrees out in the sunlight. And then under an awning with one of those gigantic fans ahead of you, it would feel, 75.
Yeah, it's always impressive how committed they were to making sure that you weren't uncomfortable for the 2 months of the year that it was awful.
So, yeah, I'd be a snowbird in, like, the Charlotte area. That's the ideal goal, I think.
I didn't even think about the Charlotte area. That seems like a pretty great place to be a snowbird in.
And you get Florida-adjacent things, which is better people. There's actually good people in Florida. I'm a little heavy-handed with that, but I tend to really enjoy the Florida adjacent vibes.
Would you go a little further and do like the Outer Banks type area?
I don't know. So here's the thing.
Outer Banks is always trippy to me.
Could Nick Wilson have a beach house?
Could you live on one of those little islands that are just a part of everything, but like you're just kind of like on your own?
I'm probably not an island guy. I could be a beach guy.
Sees you being like Jimmy Buffett when you're 75.
I don't hate that. That's not a bad thing to be when you're 75.
Yeah, like
39, it wouldn't be great.
You flip flops, guitar, drinking, good times.
I there's a scenario, and especially if, God forbid, I'm widowed, please do not let that happen. I was lonely long enough the first 21 years. I've experienced loneliness. I don't need it again. But where I just, it's like, oh, it's I did my walk on the beach. I've gone swimming. Oh, it's 11 o'clock. It's time to go have a couple beers and lunch. And it's like fresh seafood. That sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah.
So maybe I could be. Maybe I could be. It's just harder to get. Like, it's easy to get from Cleveland to Charlotte. Cleveland to, like, Myrtle or Cleveland to the Outer Banks, it's a little bit more of a hassle.
Yeah, but once you're there for 4 months on end anyway.
Not a bad take. You're breaking down the objections. I like it. Mac?
I've been to the Outer Banks a few times throughout my life. I could definitely see you thriving with the family down there.
I with the family. That's it. With Vanessa.
It's Vanessa. Yeah, the family doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids better go earn their damn keep. I need Livy to be like a world-famous author, thinking young J.K. Rowling.
Maybe she'll draw inspiration from your Harry Potter-esque setup as a child.
Or maybe she'll draw inspiration. I'll be like the new Big Lebowski. I'll be like the beach bum version of Big Lebowski. And she can write about it. And then I'll guilt her because I'll be like, that's after me. How hurtful is that? And she'll be like, 10% of my empire. And I'll be like, I love you so much.
She's like, Dad, I said the dude abides.
I'll be like, yeah, but I didn't.
Hmm.
I was also going to say, too, the seafood down there is fantastic. And also, there's a ton of go-kart racing, surprisingly.
All right. Mac.
As a retired man, he's going to go go-kart racing?
Yes, yeah, so
actually, that's a very... Mac, know your demo. Mac knows I would.
No, there's an age that you just cut off go-kart racing from your wife.
What's that age there, Mr. Ageist?
Probably what I am right now. I probably would... If I went go-kart riding, that might
so
be...
So would you not go riding on the dunes in, like, the UP in Michigan?
Riding on the dunes? No, isn't that with like a dune buggy? That's very different than go-kart riding.
That is go-kart adjacent.
I think he's talking about like what you take your 10-year-old to do when you go go-kart riding and you take the actual go-karts and you go up and down and all.
You know what's better than taking your 10-year-old? Taking yourself. Also,
go-kart riding?
We've glossed over. Yes.
You have cars. Go and take your car if you want.
You can't drive a car the way you can drive a go-kart. I mean, you can.
Yes,
but
you can.
You
pay money for it
for various crimes.
They have speedways. You can actually go and go as fast as you need to go.
Okay,
you could be a Browns fifth round pick.
We both tried to get there at the same time. Also, funniest part of this whole thing that we haven't mentioned yet: Mac describing seafood on the ocean as really good.
I just love that. Like 75-year-old Mac is worried about seafood on the ocean as really good, and then also go karts.
I actually think 75-year-old Mac's going to be a good hang.
Those go karts.
I don't
know. He might age really well.
I don't know about 75-year-old Peterler.
Well, I'm just going to golf every day. And I'll probably complain about everything in society that I don't like.
That's the one.
What are we talking about?
You age up as old, like, get off my lawn guy.
I'm going to be Larry David is what's probably going to happen.
And Mac and I are like versions of the Big Lebowski. We're good hangs, and you're Jonathan. Didn't land the plane on that. That's on me.
I keep smiling over there, Anthony.
He's not even making eye contact.
He's like, I know that was hurtful, and I'm not even going to look at you.
In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.